It's the Gospel Hour with DJ Blanco, serving Sacramento with the best of gospel music.
Dear Heavenly Spirit, sweet loving presence, we are so grateful and thankful for this day, the opportunity to share the words of love, to share the words of God, to share the words of blessings this day, Lord. And we know that for each person that hears my voice, know that you are loved by God. Know that you are a child of God. You are a magnificent expression of the One. So know and rest assured that you are favored. You are a favored child of God. For this and so much more, we thank you for this day, sweet Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to share with one another, and we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the breath to breathe, to see another day in your glory. And so it is. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Miss Jerry. It's the Gospel Moments on the Wise Words of One Go show. Tonight we'll be having a spiritual side of the COVID-19 with Pastor Beth. Matter of fact, I'm going to the phone line one time to talk to a dear pastor of mine. Pastor Beth.
Yes.
Blessings to you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And so I got Mr. King in the cube. I'm bringing him to the phone line. Mr. King, are you there?
Man, I'm here. I'm in. I'm grounded. And I'm ready to take flight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're going to go into some words with Pastor Beth. Pastor Beth, introduce yourself to the listeners, your church home, and the topic that you had for us tonight.
My name is Reverend Ralph Kane Beth. I'm the pastor at St. Paul AME Church in Ellabelle, Georgia. It's right outside of Savannah, Georgia. First, and giving honor to God and for him being the head of my life, that you would continue to pray for us and pray that we stay on the right path as far as this pandemic is concerned and as far as our worship is concerned. I'm military retired. I retired from McClellan before it closed in 1992. We moved back to Georgia And the Lord has done nothing but just been a blessing. I've been in ministry now for 34 years, actively pastoring for 34 years. And I just thank God for what he's done for me and what he's doing for me right now. The topic that we're going to try to address is surrounding the pandemic that we're going through, because there's so many controversies. There's so many different aspects to it. And I was just listening to the NAACP. They had a podcast tonight, listening to the different ones from the different, give comments. But I know that God is in control. I was speaking to my cousin earlier today, and he kind of brought something to my remembrance about the parting of the Red Sea, and exactly what it, you know, what was some of the reasons of what did it really happen? So, and it did for me, because my God can do anything. There have been theologians who've tried to reason it out, whether it was on a dry spot of the sea or whether it was on a low spot of the sea. But I know one thing, my God can do anything. He created it, and he can take care of it. So that's my take on that. But I'm just happy to be a part of your program tonight.
And we're honored to have you, sir. With the pandemic going on, there's a lot of churches not able to worship in the flesh with one another in a congregation. What they're doing now is they're doing YouTube streaming, they're doing Zoom stream, they're doing Facebook live stream. And I know that God works in mysterious ways, so however you can get the word of God out to his people, I'm sure that his people will receive the word for the word. How about that? What do you have to say about that, Pastor?
That's why I'm happy about the advancements in technology that has been made. But right now, we need to use it for all the right reasons. And right now, you know, we complain about folks having their cell phones, or they have them in church, or they have them out in church. But sometimes with my young people, I kind of encourage them, because they can follow me when I give them scriptures, and they can go to those scriptures on their phone. They can follow me because sometimes I'll have copies, or I have an outline of the sermon that I'm presenting that day. So it's easier for them to come and ask questions later. And so I'm beginning to understand why we have these, exactly what we're doing tonight. All I had to do was do a call-in number to you, and we're connected from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's how God wants us to be. He wants us to be connected to one another. He wants us to enjoy each other's company. And he said to forsake yourselves not to assemble with one another. So tonight, that's what we are doing. And because of the connections that we do have, it's bringing in a new norm. This new norm is really going to set the pace for what our future is going to be in our worship.
Amen, amen. And so, Mr. King, I see you're on the phone line and you wanted to speak. You have the mic, sir.
So number one, thank you, Mr. DJ Wongong, for making this God. And sometime, you know, we have to go on both sides of the riverbank, you know, regardless of whether the water is shallow over here or whether it's deep over here. We have to go on both sides, and that's why I thank you for allowing Pastor Best to come on the air tonight, all the way from East Georgia over by Savannah, and share the word. And the conversation when we was talking about the parting of the sea and receiving bad information, some information don't always be wrong, but sometimes it be bad. And the information that was given to the world when this epidemic first came up was bad, because somebody withheld the untruth. So, Pastor Best, if you can speak on the falseness of the word when it was first given out, you know, and to me, social means getting together and sharing. So instead of saying social distancing, like to me they should be saying anti-social distance or something. So if you can just speak on it from the spiritual aspect of anti-social and social and wrong information.
We have so many ways. Thank you. I'm going to call you cousin. thank you, family, because we need to connect. When it said social distancing, that only means that we can be in each other's company, but we can't be in each other's face right now. But we can see each other and talk to each other. I have family, one of my sons that live nearby, about 5 miles from us, and I can't, you know, when I go up to the house, I don't go in the house. I sit outside in the car and I talk to them from there, because maybe I'm asymptomatic, that maybe one of them might be asymptomatic. So, but what we want to do is get the testing that we need to have, or if we have any symptoms, then we'll get them taken care of. But those mechanisms need to be in place for us when we need them. Here in Georgia, you know, they have opened up everything. They're beginning to open up everything, except for the school, the education system. And I'm glad they're not doing that, because they'll be putting really our future generation at risk. But for right now, when they open certain conveniences, they open certain occupations, who's going to be working these occupations? Who's going to be frequenting these different avenues, these different venues? And we have to look at the disproportionate of the deaths they're beginning to count now. But you notice before they didn't say anything about it. And that was one of the things that was being kind of hidden, until someone said, don't you know that there are more African Americans dying than any other race? And then that's when it became an issue. But from the beginning it was an issue, because there was an avenue that was put in there to prevent this type of epidemic from the previous administration. But this present administration decided that it wasn't necessary, and it disbanded. And you notice anything that the prior administration tried to put together, this administration is trying to destroy it. So, but in the process, they wind up destroying them. He wound up destroying themselves. So what we have to understand is, God is going to have the last word. God is still in control here. Regardless of what man try to hide, he can only hide it for so long. And like you say, what you do in the dark is going to come to the light. And see, and we serve a God who is the light. We need to understand that even though they tried to fake it before, God had to let it go in order for it to be recognized. And we as believers, I truly believe that God is still at work, even in the midst of this pandemic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I thought it's strange for them not to acknowledge God at this time, because this is a reset. This is a reset that needed to happen. You know, in 2000, they said it was going to be, the world was going to end and everybody was going to get water, soap, and batteries and whatnot. And so it was the millennium. It was the new millennium. And so I think we didn't get the message then, you know. And so God is tired of trying to send you help in every way he can, and you're not receiving his help and giving him glory as you receive the help. And so he's put this coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever they want to call it, this virus out here worldwide, where it shut everything down to let you know that he is God. I got Pastor Beth on the line, and I'm going to put him on hold. I got about 6 or 7 people on. I'm going to ask Brother Bo Story. I see you right there. Introduce yourself, brother.
Hi, my name is Bo Story. Greetings to everyone. Glad everyone is online and everyone is safe. I appreciate the pastor and his words of wisdom, those words that are spoke through God for all, the edification of all of us. And I just, you know, I'm going to listen and give me something out of this.
I thank you, sir. I thank you. And I'm going to the phone line one more time. Phone caller, that's Henry Hawthorne. Henry, introduce yourself.
Henry Hawthorne. And, you know, I'm just thankful.
Yes, sir. I thank you.
Yeah, I'm thankful.
I am too. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back to Pastor Best and Brother King and the rest of our callers. But right now, I said right now, we got a piece from Miss Jerry. Miss Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead and introduce yourself and then do your piece, Miss Jerry.
Okay. My name is Geraldine Walker, but I go by Miss Jerry, and I am a spiritual inspirationalist, a spiritual practitioner, and a prayer warrior in the army of God. So I have written a piece many years ago, and I wanted to share it with you from my book. You are a present. They are a present, and we are a present to the world. Imagine, if you will, a bright and shiny idea, all wrapped up in the most magnificent wrapping paper you have ever seen. This beautiful box is tied together with a bow filled with silver and gold flecks of light. And once it's illuminated, the entire world wants it. This shiny gift is what each of us represents to the world. You are a present. They are a present. And we are a present. Once we're opened, people will find the goodness and the best of everything. We are a gift of the world. We are a gift to the world. We are a gift to the world that has been needed and wanted for so long. The energy that is inside us is waiting to be displayed. Don't you see it within yourself, a change that is coming? Don't you feel it in your heart, an awakening of something new and better that is just around the bend? If you acknowledge this to yourself, then you are like the rest of us who feel that something is blazing in our minds. Even though each of us individually is merely one person, together we are fierce. Together we can awaken from a sleep to become giants, to make this world what it can be, a better place. We are the presents that are now being opened to extend out into the universe. We are the gifts of love and compassion that this world needs so much. The world needs our presence. We need to move from under the shade of the tree of life, where we've been hidden for way too long. It's time for us to see for ourselves what our gifts are and to share those qualities of all that is good. When is it the right time to make a difference, the right time to stand up and say, yes, dear sweet Lord, use me, and use me for all that is needed to make this world a better place for all who need my gift? You are a present, so share the gift of you with all who will listen and benefit. May God bless you all, for you are a blessing to this world. Amen and amen. Thank you.
That's Miss Jerry with inspirational messages. Here's a song Pastor Best asked for. Here's Richard Smallwood. Trust me.
I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. If you put your trust in me, I know it gets hard sometimes, but I want you to trust me. And even in the midst of recession,
want to give honor to God right now for giving us this moment, this time, and this space to be able to communicate with one another worldwide. You can call us at 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. It's the Gospel Hour with DJ One Gone. I'm going back to Pastor Bess out of Georgia to hear a word from the Lord. Dear Pastor,
who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And that's why that word, trust me, is so important right now. God is telling all of us it's time for us to put it all in one basket. There's no one greater than the other. And I know we have some folks with mega churches. We have some folks with churches with one member. And I know we have some folks standing on street corners, and they're trying to get the word out. And I thank you, DJ One Gone, for what you're doing, going over the air. God is moving, and he's doing everything in his time because he is a mighty God, and he can do miracles whenever he wants to. I am that I am. And he's going to continue. Even he said, I'm Alpha and Omega. I can do all things. And then he decided to let us have just a little bit. And some of us have done some damage with it. But some of us have done good with it. So I pray that we will continue to be blessed and do what it is for the will of God. I'm enamored with how this is working out. I'm glad that I'm living to see this today. But at the same time, there's bereavement going on around us. There's grief going on around us. There's anger, misunderstanding. There's confusion. But I am that I am. We have folks, especially on the leadership side of the church here in Georgia, the 6th Episcopal District for the AME Church, is Bishop Reginald T. Jackson. He is trying to get Georgia to even put in a hate crime law. Georgia is one of the states without a hate crime law. But see, God is trying to clean up what we've messed up. So it behooves us right now to understand that I am is with us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the earth. And that's what we need to keep in front of us. We need to stay prayed up. We need to be doing exactly what we're doing right now. You might not know me, but you know me. I might not know you, but you know me, because we know I am. So, and that's the only thing that is important right now, is that we worship with one another, we pray with one another, and we give God the glory. He is the one that's going to have the final word. Nobody on this earth is going to have the final word. So God is going to have the final word. He's going to have the final say-so. And if he can't part the Red Sea, who can't? He created it. He made it. He made the rod that was in Moses' hand. He made, I mean, he had blessed us as a people, as a race of people, to come from the ashes to where we are today. Look at the broadcast that we're having right now. How many of them had to go through in order for us to be where we are today? And I thank God for those who put themselves on the front line for me. And that's why we need to use the intelligence. We need to use the common sense that God has given us and stop destroying ourselves. We need to start seeing, we need to start seeing the goodness in us, because God didn't make any junk. I'm also a retired educator. So it makes a difference when you see yourself in others as they come from under your tutelage. They go out and then they remember you. In fact, I remember the ones who encouraged me. God put the he was very specific in putting people in my path. So I believe I am. I believe I am was the greatest that ever was. I believe. And my hope is built in nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Christ, the solid rock I stand. No, it's just that we have to know that there's a better place, because on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. I am that I am.
Good words, good words, good words. Oh, my goodness. You know, this show right here, it just opened my mind and my heart at the same time to be able to fellowship over this radio show with the pastor, with Miss Jerry.
Hallelujah.
It is a blessing that God has us here to do his work.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to give you another song that the pastor asked for. Man, I got some good ones lined up, but this one right here, yours. It's not.
Oh,
Put on your whole armor, saints. Put on your whole armor. This is the spiritual warfare we fight. Here's another one from the bishop, the pastor. He said, we got to clean up. We got to clean up. Let's clean it up then. Here's a captain spiritual. Clean up what I messed up on the wire.
Put your hand like this. 2 years ago, I made a lot of mistakes and I made up my mind that I was going to do something about it. Let me tell you what I decided that I was going to do. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. I got to clean up what I messed up. I'm starting my life over again. You know what I said to myself? I made up my mind, I ain't lying no more. Caught a lion and a cheetah, can't make it through the door. I gotta clean up, listen to y'all. Come on, y'all, sing it. I'm starting my life over again. Yeah, I gotta clean up, yes I do. I made up my mind, I ain't running no more. I'm going back to Texas, I'm gonna walk back through the snow.
Clean up what I messed up.
Come on, y'all.
I'm starting my life over again. about it?
God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. That's Canton Spirituals. We clean up right here without a messed up. Hey, you know, I got a friend of mine. I'm hoping that he, I tried to hit him. Hold on. Let me go right back to the phone line before I get back to the pastor. But I wanted all y'all to know that, man, he saved a lot of us. The Lord has. He has saved a lot of us. And a brother called in, and he was trying to give a testimony. And, man, I don't know who I'm talking to or who may need to hear this, but God is an on-time God. I know this epidemic, pandemic, or whatever you want to call it, has you thinking, how am I? How? All you have to do is let the Lord have his way in your life, and that's how it's going to happen. It's the Gospel Hours. I'm DJ One Gone. The number's 347-205-9722. That's 347-205-9722. Going back to Pastor Bess out of Georgia. Pastor?
Yes.
So I'm going to open the phone line. I know Miss Jerry listened in. So, Miss Jerry?
Oh, yes.
So, Miss Jerry, I know you've been on the line and listening, and, you know, we're trying to uplift folks just like yourself with this inspirational speaking, the spiritual anointing that you have on your life. And I just want you to know, was tonight a night that we should have on this show to recognize God for what he is, who he is, and what he's doing?
Yes, yes, yes. I truly feel that God is everywhere. And right here on the phone with you and the other amazing individuals, I feel God's presence. And I think a lot of times people feel separate from God for whatever reason. They feel unworthy for the love of God, or they feel they've done something that would take God's love from them. And God will always love you, for you are always and in all ways a child of the Most High. So I think this tonight is giving people hope. It's letting people know they're loved and letting them know that we are all one family and we need to care about each other. And we need to take care and look after each other, especially during this time, particularly. Yes.
I love that, Miss Jerry. I love that. I love your spirit. I love what you say and how you say it. I'm going to Brother Bo's story. Brother Bo, you heard the pastor, the encouraging words that the pastor has laid before us. What do you think about tonight's show and how, you know, how amazing God is to bring people together from around the country to congregate right here on this radio show?
Well, Brother Tim, it's not just bringing people from around the country. I've seen a lot of families being brought closer together through this pandemic. And I think that's truly an amazing thing, because God is trying to get our attention, I believe, to say, hey, look, we need you to come together as a family, because there's a lot of families that are separated through whatever thing is going on within that family system. This allows them to be able to spend more time and more intimacy with each other. So I'm very, very this has been an inspirational thing for me. I really appreciate it. I'm very, very glad I called in. And I appreciate everything that the pastor is saying, Ms. Jerry, and yourself.
All right, all right. I appreciate you, Brother Bo. I got Brother Mitchell. Brother Mitchell, give a shout-out to your business and let us know when you'll be back with the food trucks.
Hey, Brother Tim, God bless. I'll be out with the food truck Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We will be having brisket, barbecue chicken, sweet potatoes, potato salad, fish, a number of other things. I'll be sending you a menu sometime later on tonight. And Brother Tim, I'm doing this for you And I'm telling you, your wife, and your son, come get a plate. You're always refusing me, so I'm putting you on blast. If you don't come, I'm going to tell the people.
Right up, brother. What location you going to be at for those that are listening in, Brother Mitch? Because I know that you have
We're going to be on the corner of Stockton Boulevard and 14th Avenue, right by the 76 gas station, right by Church's Chicken.
All right, all right.
We'll be there from 12 to like to dawn, or dusk, excuse me, to dusk, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that church is going to catch it because, boy, I know y'all got a menu out this world. Thank you, Brother Mitchell. Hey, I'm going to Brother Hawthorne. Brother Hawthorne, I know you listened to the pastor tonight, and he said a lot of encouraging words. One of them was to clean up. I felt convicted when he said clean up what I messed up. And, you know, for about 27 years, I've been trying to clean up what I done messed up. And I see right now that God see fit for me to know that he is in me, working through me, and his will be done through me. Brother Hawthorne, final words from you, sir.
Well, a lot of times you get the word, but you don't pay attention to it. And so you're doing good because you're paying attention. These other folks, like my mama told me a long time ago, she said, you're one of God's children. And it said, he's not always there when you want him, but he's there when you need him. And, you know, for me, that's been shown to be true. In my darkest times, trying to get along, and I'm like, oh, Lord, and you know how we do. And then something happens, and I pay attention. So, you know, this is just another trial. And not only for us, but them folks in Washington that profess to be God-fearing and what are some of them names they throw about? And evangelicals, and I don't understand all of them terms, but, I mean, it's like, well, if you're reading the same book that I read, then something's wrong with that picture. That's all I'm saying. And I'd like to put in a quick request before it's all said and done, if you got Cooling Waters by the Williams Brothers.
Yes, sir. I thank you for your request. I'm going to go on. Let's see what Baba King has to say. Baba King, before I put the pastor on the end tonight, because tonight we have the healing circle with our youth at 8 o'clock. So if y'all don't mind, call back in. We'll be talking and tapping in with our youth.
Well, you know, this is a special gift. Like Miss Jerry said, you know, it's a gift, and we get the opportunity to unwrap our gift and share our gift. A lot of people never get a chance, not only unwrap their gift, but they won't get a chance to receive their gift. So I thank you, Brother Wungon, the pastor, and Bo and Hawthorne and Miss Jerry for sharing those gifts with me. And my gift is unwrapped. I'm wide open, man. I'm sitting out on my patio. The weather's nice. I'm blessing. I'm listening to the birds chirp. I'm listening to the neighbors talk over on the other side of the fence. And the main thing, man, we getting that bread from Pastor Best, man. So big ups to everybody, man, and thank everybody for calling in and listening. And after Brother Best closes out, man, I will stay on the line because I want to hear that song that Brother Henry just requested, and that's a good request, Brother Henry. Thank you for that. So, man, you can go ahead and pass it back to the pastor, brother.
All right, all right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here's Pastor Best just for you. Pastor, close us out, and then close us out with a prayer.
This has been a very blessed opportunity for all of us, and I want to thank all of the ones who have participated tonight, and for the ones who are listening and not participating by listening. So God is a good God, and we need to acknowledge him whenever we can and just let him know that he's God and God all by himself, And there's nothing like him. There's none like him. And then he said something in Psalm. He said that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. So he knows all about us, and he knows what we need for healing. He knows what we stand in the need of and anything that we stand in the need of. So in summation of all of this, for me, I want to thank God for blessing me to do what he has put out there for me to do. Go back to Jeremiah 29 and 11, where I'm just going to paraphrase, but he said, you don't know the plans I have for you, but I've already gone ahead and made a way for you. Thank him for what he's done for me in my life and how he has blessed me to do what I do and to have what I have. And I want to thank you, DJ One, and my cousin on the West Coast, who was my neighbor and I didn't know it at the time. But I just thank God for the time that we're sharing right now and for this time to share with the family, because we are all one big family, because we are God's family. And now, gracious Lord, we want to thank you for all of your abundance of blessings, your very presence stand in need of right now. And we know that you said you would never leave us nor forsake us, so we know that you are right there with us. And I agree with Miss Jerry, you are always near. You're always standing there. So we right now for just being near. You said just draw nigh, because that's you always near. So we thank you for all that you do, and we thank you for what you are about to do, and we thank you for what you're going to do. So, Lord, we just bless your name right now, and we ask that we would continue to just lift up your name and glorify your name over the airwaves, by phone, by whatever means necessary. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
All right. So my bad. I was over here getting that cooling water ready and thought I was on the line, but I'm going to give it to you one time. Here's cooling water, y'all.
Just